If you keep a compost pile or bin, you know the value of keeping some waste products around the house. Compost can be really helpful in the garden, but a very similar process can also create fuel for your home. And there's a company in Eugene set up to help you take advantage. It's called Hestia Home Biogas. Warren Weissman is one of the founders and the CEO and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Warren, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Jeffrey.
Good to have you here. So tell us about what got you guys interested in home biogas.
Well, I stumbled into it on accident, actually. Kind of segue from your talking about writing earlier, I was researching a science fiction novel, actually, back in 2006, and stumbled into this process. I learned that they were doing it quite often in China, and then when I recreated it, I immediately saw the potential to introduce it to the United States.
And so what happens? What's going on in the whole biogas process?
Well, it's we use a different set of bugs than your regular compost pile. Instead of having it break down in the presence of oxygen, there's a separate set of a different set of microorganisms that thrive in an airless environment where there is no oxygen. So all we do is we create these tanks that are recreate the environment that they like to live in, and we feed them the correct diet, and they will continually produce methane.
So it is methane gas. Okay, that is what we're talking about here.
Right.
So anaerobic bacteria, are they normally hard to find around the home? Or, I mean, you have to really create some special conditions for them?
Well, not to get too technical, but the microorganisms that we use, they're actually not bacteria. They're called archaea, and they're actually closer to humans than they are to bacteria. And they have... they lived on Earth before Earth had an oxygen environment. We used to have a methane environment. And then 500,000 years ago or so, when our oxygen environment evolved, these archaea retreated into these airless pockets where we can find them today in deep ocean trenches, in hot springs. And then they also thrive in the... intestines of vertebrae. So anything that passes through the stomach of a critter, we can harvest these archaea off them and use them to culture another digester.
Okay, so I mean, it sounds like a process that is not that difficult to create. I mean, could people potentially set up their own digesters, make their own methane systems?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, the people have been doing it for a long time. It's there's probably 50 million households in China using biogas. It's just that they're out in the western, provinces of Hunan and Sichuan, and people on the eastern cities have never heard of it yet. but yeah, it's very simple to build a digester. You just basically need to recreate a stomach, airtight environment, and what we do with our systems is ours are made for North America, so we need a little heat here to heat going throughout the winter. So we've just helped Mother Nature along and have a system that works in North America.
I want to make sure I heard you right over the little bit of cell phone garble we have. You said you really have to basically recreate a stomach.
Sure. Yeah, that's exactly what our digester tanks are.
Wow. So it's to be a little blunter, I guess what we're talking about is creating flatulence here, is this it?
it absolutely is. One of the big myths or misunderstandings about methane is that it smells bad. And I'm here to tell you that methane has no odor. It's completely odorless. That's why the coal miners used to have to take canaries down into the coal mines with them. That kind of rotten egg smell that you can get with flatulence, that's sulfur that's in there, and And biogas does have a little sulfur odor to it, but it's not harmful.
We're talking about biogas and the capturing of it with Warren Weissman, who is the co-founder of Hestia Home Biogas and the CEO in Eugene. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about biogas and anaerobic digesters and the products offered by his company. 800-838-3760 is the phone number to talk about this live. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So what you offer then sounds like basically a turnkey system, Warren?
We do. Ours are for people who don't want it, you know, would be very simple to do a do-it-yourself digester. We sell to people who don't have the time to do that or just don't want to do that, and they want a system that looks really nice in their yard. So ours are a little higher end for the home units, but they're easy to make on your own.
So what's in your system, and what does it cost?
Our home units are 4,000, and they're insulated, and they have a heat exchange underneath them. The process works better the more heat you have in it. So the closer you can get to our body temperature, 100 degrees, the better the process is going to work. So we try to keep them operating above 75 degrees if we can. And our prototype here in Eugene has been operating for about 3.5 years now, and they use it every day. So it with the right heating element, you can operate it year-round.
So once you get the gas, well, let's start from the inputs first, though, before we get to the outputs. What does the person who owns one of these have to put into it on a regular basis?
They're intended for someone who has a garden, so we're talking anywhere between 5 and 10 pounds of mixed food waste a day. We can take grass clippings, food waste, pizza crust, and in fact, a lot of things that you can't put in a regular compost pile, meat, dairy, these things that would cause vermin hazards and odor hazards. We can go ahead and put them in ours because the odors are trapped inside there. One of the great ironies, I guess, of biogas is you can very easily run your lawnmower with your grass clippings. Grass makes a lot of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we've done it. We, just horsing around have connected lawnmowers to our digesters and run them. So that's kind of a neat perk.
Sure, to be able to go back and power the lawnmower with what you cut from the lawn. Let's take a call here. We have Mark in Redding on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Warren Weissman from Hestia Home Biogas.
I have two questions. One, people that live in cities are already hooked up to electricity and gas if they have gas available. And so my question is, of what use is your system to people that live in cities? And B, are there solid waste that can then be used as compost in one's garden after getting the biogas off of the system?
Okay, good questions. Thanks for those, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. There is probably, in an urban environment, especially like in a mixed-use building, you probably would be better off with a centralized system. Either in the basement of the building or in a neighborhood scale. In those situations, there just might not be enough waste to run one of these. like I said, they're for gardeners, for someone who at least, you know, has an acre or so to that they maintain. So for urban environment, it really works better with bigger systems. Or just district level system.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outputs, when they come out, or when the output comes out as a liquid, it's not in solid form. All the solids have been dissolved in there, or 95% of the solids have been dissolved in there. So it'll come out as a liquid, but the advantage of biogas, what we call biogas slurry, over compost is that nitrogen has been trapped in there, And a lot of it has been converted into ammonium. So if you're careful about handling it, if you bury it, you know, in between your rows in your garden, and you keep the sun from evaporating it, you can get that ammonia right to your plants, which is, I mean, that's plant food. That's what they want.
That's great fertilizer, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it has a little advantage there if you're careful about it.
So that deals with the slurry that comes out. Now, where does the gas go from your digesters? I mean, what can people do with it? I mean, we talked about powering the lawnmower, but I didn't get a direct link on how.
Right. Well, it's mostly we emphasize cooking fuel. Hestia, the name of our company, she's a Greek goddess of the hearth. So she, you know, back then the hearth was the center of the family. So we emphasize cooking, you know, trying to get the kitchen back to be the center of American homes again. After that, we can connect generators to them. We can connect, we size our digester to be able to cook 3 meals a day and run a generator for a couple of movies.
Hmm.
So about 4 hours of generator time.
Really? And then you can do that every day? 3 meals and a movie?
Yes.
Wow.
Dinner and a show.
Uh-huh. But then, you talked about 5 to 10 pounds of mixed food waste a day. Is that hard for some households to achieve? I mean, is it optimum for 4-member household or up?
Well, it depends. If you have a garden, you know, you're going to have plenty of waste. If you have a yard, you have plenty of waste there that you can silage. You can just stuff it in a bag until you're ready to use. It really kind of depends on people's situation. Even 4 people rattling around in a little apartment with no yard is not going to provide enough waste. And the other thing, too, is if people have a vegetable-based diet or not. If people are eating a lot of processed food and stuff, that there isn't a lot of waste, it might not work for them either. But for gardening, if you're in there, you know, cleaning out your corn or whatever, everything that you can't eat other than the cobs can just get thrown in the digester. So it's a little easier than composting.
Warren Weissman, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the co-founder and CEO of Hestia Home Biogas, based in Eugene. When you consider the kinds of things, if you're trying to put food waste in there as well, I mean, is there some inclination on some people's parts maybe to change their diets a little bit to accommodate what the digester can use?
There could be. We have some people who have friends who have food carts, and so they, you know, will import some waste. Brewery waste works really good, so these, you know, there are a lot of people in Oregon could benefit from that. Brewery waste makes a lot of gas, probably the most of just about anything. If you have a friend who's a brewer, or if you're a home brewer, you would have plenty of gas for running a digester.
So how do you make use of the gas, though, in terms of storage, for example? I mean, do you put it in propane-style bottles or something each day or something along that
line? No, our tops, we have an inflatable top on our digesters, and that expands and stores the gas in there and gives you a little couple-of-hour buffer to use the gas throughout the day. And then if you are away and not there to use it, then it'll just start burping out of the pressure relief system. So it only stores 1 day's worth of gas, and then once you use it, it'll rebuild over the evening. But that way, we're never dealing with an unsafe amount of gas.
Mm-hmm.
We're never dealing with more than a third of a gallon of gasoline, the energy equivalent of one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a safety thing that we want to make sure that we stay, you know, safe.
All right. Let's take a call here from Skeeter in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Warren Weissman from Hestia Home Biogas. Hi, Skeeter.
Good morning. I've seen pictures 30 or 40 years ago of digesters in Chinese neighborhoods where they had huge, big bags on top of the digesters, and they would remove the digesters bags that were full of methane, and they would put them on the top of buses, and they would drive the buses around with the bags full of methane. So, I mean, it's a great fuel for vehicles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Skeeter, for that. And you mentioned the Chinese applications. Had you heard about that one before?
Oh, yeah. The Chinese, their digesters, they don't have an inflatable top like ours do, so they have to have external storage like that. So that using bags full of gas in China goes back a long way. We're I'll just quickly mention that we're doing a project in Lincoln, Nebraska, to fuel a garbage truck with food waste. It's a bigger digester. It's not our home unit. These are big 15,000-gallon tanks. But that will clean up the gas and we'll compress it into a cylinders to run that truck. But that's kind of biogas 102. That's not
right. It's a larger application. So how have the units been selling? I mean, are you making some headway here? Are you looking for a breakthrough, Warren?
Oh, we do, yeah. We just finished paying off our mold with this. Our tanks are made with a process called rotomolding. They're made up in Vancouver, Washington. And we just got the tank or the mold all squared away right at the end of gardening season last year. We didn't have a lot of time to do much selling, but we sold 10 units at the end of the year, and a lot of these were to people we didn't know. We sold one out to the Air Force in Florida, and so that really kind of gave me an indication that we're on to something that we didn't know these customers. They just came to us and
system. All right, we'll see where the growth goes from there. Hestia Home Biogas is based in Eugene. Warren Weissman is the co-founder and the CEO. Warren, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.